This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. In a more than 1 hour long speech before Congress Wednesday night, President Joe Biden discussed his first 100 days in office and plans to move the country forward. He talked about COVID-19 response, vaccination efforts, and recovery. His agenda includes job creation, boosting the economy, investments in education, infrastructure, healthcare, and tax reform. Many of those issues tackled in his $1.8 trillion American Families Plan. Biden also touched on climate change, violence against women, and social justice.
And with the plans outlined tonight, we have a real chance to root out systemic racism that plagues America and American lives in other ways. A chance to deliver real equity, good jobs, good schools, affordable housing, clean air, clean water, being able to generate wealth and pass it down through generations because you have an access to purchase a house. Real opportunities in the lives of more Americans, Black, White, Latino, Asian Americans, Native Americans.
Democratic lawmakers applauded his speech with support of his plan, including from Native American Congresswoman Sherrese Davids of Kansas. Republicans say Biden's plan is too much government, including Oklahoma Native American Congressman Tom Cole. In a statement, Cole said the American Families Plan spends too much and taxes too much. While the speech only mentioned Native Americans, members of his administration have expressed Biden's commitment to tribes during his first 100 days in office. First Lady Jill Biden, Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff, and Secretary of the Interior Deb Haaland have met with tribal leaders in person, listening to their concerns and building on efforts to improve relationships with tribes. A Native high school student virtually attended President Biden's address. Helene Archuleta Navajo was invited by U.S. New Mexico Senator Ben Ray Lujan. Before the speech, she joined Lujan on social media to talk about educational challenges.
When the pandemic first started, I was doing work on paper, but it was really hard because by the time it got to the school, there was like so many other things that would be just piled up. And I don't have electricity at home, so I don't have the ability to get Wi-Fi and to just do my work online.
Archuleta says infrastructure improvements at homes and getting Wi-Fi on school buses would help. Lujan vowed to fight for those types of investments as senator. The Crow Tribe is the latest to announce it will enter the recreational cannabis market. The Mountain West News Bureau's Savannah Marr has more.
The tribe has historically relied on coal production to fuel its economy. As that industry declines, Crow leaders hope that sales and tax revenue from growing cannabis and operating dispensaries on Crow Nation will soften the blow. And they don't need to look far for models of success. Lori Tom is a citizen of the Yerington Paiute Tribe in Nevada and heads up the Intertribal Marijuana Enforcement Commission. Her organization recently helped five tribes in Nevada form an oversight board to keep their operations in compliance with federal law.
That helps them to protect their sovereignty on their land, and it prevents the state from overstepping their boundaries.
Tom says cannabis can be transformative for tribal economies, especially if they're not sharing tax revenue with the surrounding state. Joe Dice with Tribal Cannabis Consulting agrees.
This is the next smoke shop. This is the next bingo hall. This is the next Indian casino. And it's important it's done right, because if you do it right, the tribes will be the last man standing.
Dice says that means having a strong regulatory framework in place to prevent federal intervention before putting seeds in the ground or opening a dispensary on tribal land. For National Native News, I'm Savannah Marr.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous population. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme.
This reminder to get your COVID-19 vaccination is provided by the Association of American Indian Physicians and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, who support this show. Info at aaip.org or cdc.gov/coronavirus.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.